Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Chaney. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tom Chaney. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Veda Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verdon. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Verdon steals second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Anderson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groat for the out. Verdon moves to third. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Casco moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Casco moves to third. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post takes first base on ball 4. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chaney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Purkey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cimoli moves to second. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Casco. The throw from Smith and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards right. Bell fields it and throws to second to catch Chaney for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Post strikes out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson strikes out. Smith drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Anderson out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first, with Perky covering, for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-2 in the game. Purkey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Casco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Tom Chaney. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Hoke moves to third. Mazeroski moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Hoke scores. Mazeroski moves to third. Verdon moves to second. It's Pirates, 1, Reds, 1. Bill Henry now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Post is chasing the ball. Skinner rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Pirates. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nelson is hit by the pitch. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-3 in the game. Simulai is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Giel now pitching. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Giel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giel strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Pirates. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Bill Henry. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Roy Face now pitching. Frank Robinson pinch hits for Eddie Casco. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.